This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here is a very jargony phrase for you, brand safety. It's why some big money advertisers are pulling their ads from YouTube, some big European brands, and now American companies like Johnson & Johnson, AT&T, and Verizon have suspended advertising on YouTube because it turns out nobody wants their ad for toothpaste or cell phone services running in front of offensive or extremist or hate-filled videos. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that one.
This very public showdown between YouTube and its advertisers.
I think this is a symbol of our times.
Sinan Arwal is a professor at MIT's Sloan School of Management. YouTube, like other social media, is being tugged. These are platforms built for free expression, and they're coming to terms with the unpleasant fact that sometimes that expression is really, truly offensive. Some might call it dangerous. Nicole Ames is a digital marketing consultant.
It's sad that it may take the advertisers revolting to get their attention on this, because this is where it's going to come down to dollars.
Google has tried to eke its way out of the standoff with advertisers, promising new safeguards, better controls over where ads appear, more oversight. But so far, companies don't seem to be buying it. Brian Weiser is an analyst at Pivotal Research.
They need to make public statements indicating that the correct answer is zero, as in zero tolerance for providing brand unsafe environments.
Which, he says, considering the massive amount of content on YouTube, could be an expensive proposition. But it turns out advertisers are in their own bind here. James Dix is an analyst at Wedbush Securities.
YouTube has a lot of younger audience.
And that younger audience, in the long run, will be pretty irresistible to a lot of major brands. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.